Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my fellow blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. Today is June 25th, the year 2014, and it is crazy, crazy day. Chloe and I have been on the road for probably about 2 weeks now, just doing errands and chores and loading up our storage facility and preparing for our move south. Still waiting on the judgment from the judge to confirm that we are allowed to move south, which is ironic since we live in America, and yet there seems to be irony to that. And so we should know today or tomorrow or maybe the next day. Who knows when that'll come in. But we're ready. We're ready to go. I have to say that today we have Josie Milner. She's a singer-songwriter, and she has not come on the line yet. So I'm not sure what happened there, but she is our guest. She's a country singer-songwriter. She's actually a teenager. She's about 17 years old and a phenomenal singer, and I'm looking forward to having her on the show. So if you have any questions today, feel free to give me a call. The number here is 347-205-9443, and I am super excited to have her on. Sunday night, I was called into work. There was an emergency, and unfortunately, I was unable to talk to OT and Naima, who are two of my favorite people to have on the show. They make me laugh. We talk about all kinds of things, and sometimes it's X-rated. So for those of you with children, when I have OT on and Naima, you know, just make sure that you realize that it might be X-rated, and I always give the warning ahead of time anyway. As for this Sunday, because I am not missing another Sunday, I just can't. It's just too exciting. These shows. Let me see who's on this Sunday for you, so you're prepared. Dun, dun, dun. Chloe's sitting next to me. She's officially off of school, and she's coloring, doodling. So I have Jeff Leighton on Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He is a relationship coach, so that'll be really interesting to learn more about relationships and his perspective as to how to make things work when they might not be working or to kind of enhance what's already there. That'll be totally cool. I think Josie just dialed in. Am I correct?
Yes.
Hello. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm groovy. I am so impressed with you because you're a whippersnapper, as we call it. And look at you, this famous whippersnapper. Jeez. Inspire us.
I'm working on it.
I'm working on it. Well, you're doing a good job in my book. I'm not a big country fan. I'm sure you've listened to the other shows. But the lineup that I've received, this list of musicians, has actually been very impressive. My daughter and I are kind of rocking out to you. But what's cool is that you're only, what, 17?
I'm 18, actually.
Oh, you're now 18, so you can vote. Good.
Yeah.
Did you graduate this year?
I did, yeah. I just graduated on May 8th, so about a month and a half.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you doing with yourself now? It's kind of a head spin, right?
Well, you know, of course, just forming out and whatnot, you know, just working with my music. But I am going to college in the fall. College actually starts my birthday, so that's kind of depressing, but it's okay.
You'll get used to it. So give us an idea of who you are and what you do.
Definitely. Well, I am from Kansas City, Missouri. I've been in the music industry for about 3 years now, going on roughly four. Performing out heavily probably about the past 2 years. Like you mentioned, I just graduated high school. I used to do rodeo. I did rodeo for 8 years before I got into my music. And, you know, I just been performing out and working my music career, and it's doing really good. I'm definitely really happy with how everything's going. So
what were you as a kid? What kind of kid were you?
Do what?
What kind of kid were you? What did you want to do? What did you do? What were your likes, dislikes?
I've tried a little bit of everything growing up, honestly. I did t-ball whenever I was little. I tried out basketball. I did dance. I did rodeo. Kind of did a little bit of everything. Whenever I felt was interesting, I just went ahead and tried it. You know, my interests have always been kind of a broad spectrum of interest.
All right. So were you always a singer as a child, or what was the inspirational moment that brought you into this path?
Oh, yeah. You know, ever since I could talk, I've pretty much been singing or anything to do with music. Whenever I did my rodeo, I would do the national anthems out there every time they needed someone to do it. And so, you know, that's kind of where stuff really started. I mean, before then, I was asking for CDs or T-shirts of artists for my birthday, but nothing really until I hit the rodeo and started the national anthem. And then it's about 4 years ago now that I started being at the National Civic Arts Convention in St. Louis, Missouri. And that was a whole new experience for me. I'd never really performed on stage in front of people before. And so, like I said, it was just completely new to me. And once I got up there, I loved the feeling of it. And I loved knowing that all eyes were on me. And I was providing entertainment for everyone else. And it was just a feeling that I loved. I didn't want to ever let go. Whenever I got done, I had a lot of people coming up to me and saying that they really enjoyed the performance. And that for me, being so young, they could really see, you know, a pretty good career out of it. And, you know, with people kind of talking about that with me being so young, it was something I had to pay attention to. So, you know, I talked to my parents, so I was like, hey, they're saying this, and what do you guys think? And, you know, they support me on everything I've ever tried doing. So, of course, they supported me on this, too. And so, you know, my mom and I just kind of started doing research and started asking questions and just really started looking into the career and just started building it from there. And I've been working with it ever since. And it's going pretty good.
All right. So I am on your website. You are cute. You're just a little blonde head.
Cutie
to cutie there. So I'm going to attempt to play a part of one of your songs, and I want to talk to you a little bit about it when we're done. So hold on one moment. If I can do it. Let's see if I can do it. The internet's not being very nice to me today. So while I'm trying to the internet here, talk to me about the song Not Pretty Enough.
Definitely, yeah. Not Pretty Enough was a song. It was wrote by Casey Chambers, who's an Australian artist. My manager, Michael's the one who actually found it. He was watching a horror movie, which is kind of weird. But, you know, he sent it over to
me. I can see him do that.
Yeah. But, you know, he sent it over to me, and he's like, hey, what do you think about this song? And I love the lyrics, what it's fit for. So we went to the studio and we recorded it, and I was able to work with some pretty awesome people in the studio. And my producer, Micah Burdick, just took that song and did wonders with it. And, you know, whenever we released it, people pretty much just grabbed a hold of it as soon as they heard it. They just really loved it and loved what it stood for. And, you know, with that song, I actually became a spokesperson for Angels and Doves, the national nonprofit bowling organization. So, you know, I'm definitely really proud to be a part of them. And they just go around, they talk to schools about bullying and what you can do and how you can help the situation and, you know, just how to bring awareness to bullying. So they're a really great organization. Definitely really proud to be a part of them. So.
Which is really cool. My daughter is freshly 9 years old, and she is very much a part of the anti-bullying conversation. She is this amazing little guru at school. She just does not tolerate bullying on any level. And so when I was reading that about you, I'm going, oh, my God, a girl after my own girl, you know. So it's just perfect. And Chloe and I, my daughter and I, are just, you know, high five, keep up the good work, and really, you know, keep talking about that whole concept, because there's just not enough of it. And what's even funnier is when I tried to explain to my daughter that it's not only children that bully. As an adult, I have bullies, too. You know, adults bully as much as children bully. So being aware and cognizant and having those conversations hopefully eventually will almost eradicate that whole unpleasurable experience.
Definitely.
Right?
And that's pretty awesome for her to be so young and for her to already take a stand like against that. You know, it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a cool little kid. I'll keep her. All right, I think I got the internet up. So.
For a while.
Yeah. All right, here it is.
Pretty enough,
Again. Sorry about that. But that gives everybody an example of what you sound like and kind of the style that, because you're not a traditional country style. You're not that style that makes people like me go crazy. you have kind of more of a folksy style versus something that I would consider a traditional country, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, that's
which is good for you.
Yeah, you know, that song's definitely not your traditional country song, but, you know, whenever I perform out live, I perform at, like, every different style of country there is, so it's kind of funny to hear me sing, say, some Marin Lambert to compare to Not Pretty Enough, so.
Yeah, it's a great song. That was the song that stuck in my head when your manager contacted me. I was like, I don't know, and then I was reading your biography and everything that you've done, so I really think that you're inspirational to the younger generation, especially because, you know, not only do you take this role model position, but being so young, well, trying to break into the industry as is already difficult, but being so young, breaking into the industry is even harder, I think, because there's a lot of pressures. So talk to us a little bit about the pressures and how you deal with
them. Yeah, you know, there definitely is quite a bit of pressure, especially, like you said, with being so young. You know, it's just kind of, it's a little scary, honestly, because you work with all these adults, and here you are, just kind of little, just wee little tot compared to everyone else. So, you know, it definitely, you have to make sure you're able to get your point across clearly, and people can understand you, and they understand that you're mature for doing your country music or for doing your music, period. So I know there's definitely been times that I've been a little intimidated by people, but, you know, I've just kind of got enough confidence in myself that I was able to, you know, get my point across to talk to them clearly and whatnot. So it's something that can be pretty intimidating, like I mentioned. But, you know, as long as, you know, this is what you want, and as long as you're able to talk to people and reassure them, say, hey, I can get this done even though I am pretty young, it's something that it's definitely you can accomplish.
What does your mom say about this?
Do what?
What does your mom say about your career? I mean, it sounds like she's very supportive and is trying to make it work for you. But as a mom, you know, with all those pressures and trying to go to college and all of that, what does she say?
Both my parents are definitely very supportive of it. And, you know, my mom's kind of been the one who's always helped me out with all my questions that I have and whatnot. And, you know, it's kind of funny because we get these, I wouldn't say arguments or disputes, but, you know, we kind of get some strongly worded points that we try to get across, and it's kind of funny because I want to do one thing and she want to do another thing, but, you know, in the end it all works out, and my dad's just kind of like, yeah, that's cool, and just go with it. So, you know, I definitely have some very supportive parents and family at that. You know, I've had a lot of support for this whole career period, so it's been pretty cool.
That's great. And you know what? You'll always have that. No matter how old you are, you're going to have those conversations with your mom and your dad that you're going to have to negotiate and fight for. And that's what people do. But as a parent, we love our kids so much and we want the best for them. Sometimes we can over-parent them, which is normal. When you win and if you ever decide to become a parent, you'll understand completely. I didn't. I thought that it was a crazy concept until I became a parent, and I'm like, oh, I get it now. So it's perfectly normal, perfectly normal. And it's not going to matter how old you are either. I'm pushing 400 and still have those arguments.
Oh, my goodness.
So, my friend, why don't you take a moment before I have to pop on our sponsor's commercial. Take a moment and give us an idea of how to connect with you, what you're doing, where to find you. Do we tweet you? Can we Facebook you? That whole thing.
Oh, yeah, you can do all that stuff. You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram, on YouTube, and all that fun stuff. It's just Josie Vollmer, Joseymiller. So, you know, it's just pretty easy to find me on all that stuff. And also my own website, www.josiemiller.com. I'm also on iTunes. You can find my music on iTunes as well. So I'm a little bit of everywhere.
That's great. And I also found you because I got to cyberstalk you a little bit. That's one of the privileges of the job is that I can legally cyberstalk people. I found you on the Country Music Awards, the CMT website as well. So if you guys are out there looking for young, fresh country music stars, Josie would be one of them. And you can pretty much just type in Josie Molnar and you can find her. So do you have any concerts coming up, anything exciting like that?
I do. I actually have a show the 4th and 5th of July down to Lake of the Ozarks, so that's one that's coming up soon. Then I also have another one. I'll be singing the National Anthem on July 18th. That's at the Green Valley Speedway. I'll also be having a performance opening up for Ricky Lee Tanner, another fellow Missouri artist that I'll be on July 19th. So I have a couple shows coming up and a lot more in the works. So I've performed anywhere from Vegas to Nashville to all the surrounding states of Missouri, so I'm always having shows somewhere.
Very cool. So where is the Green Speedway? Is that in Oklahoma?
No, you didn't put any states there,
so I'm geographically.
It's in Green Valley, Missouri. It's probably about 35 minutes east of Kansas City.
Gotcha. All right. So you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty, and I'm so fortunate to have Josie Molnar on. She is a singer-songwriter and an advocate for the anti-bullying initiatives across the nation. We are going to take a short break and visit my friend Teresa. She is the sponsor for Living and Thriving this month.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
Into Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to call in or visit me in the chat room. I'm lonely in there. I'm making smiley faces to myself and sending myself flowers. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Rusty and send me a smiley face. Otherwise, give us a quick call at 347-205-9443. Let's see. So you are 18. You're going to school. What are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for graphic technologies. It's pretty much graphic design, so I'm pretty excited about it.
That's very cool. So you got your backup plan that all parents, you know, require you have. Oh, you can be a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. But if that doesn't work out, what are you going to do? You're going to be
a graphic artist. Yeah, yeah. That's what, because, you know, the graphic art design can really fit in really well with my career. Hopefully, if my career works out how I'm wanting it to. So, you know, that I can make my own CD covers, my own flyers, or anything like that. So that's kind of where I was thinking. But then again, if my music doesn't work out, then it's a career that's always in demand. And it's something that I really enjoy doing. It's something I always caught myself doing all throughout high school. And, you know, I've been on the computer. I was always on some sort of illustrative thing to just design something. So it's something I really enjoy doing. So I thought it was something that I could make a career out of.
Cool. You sound like you've got it together. You know what you're doing. What are the things that you would suggest for other young people who want to get into an industry like yours? You know, it's kind of high pressure. It's a lot of work, a lot of traveling. A lot of publicity needs. What do you suggest or recommend for other people who might want to break out into this industry or an industry like to do? What kinds
of
steps?
It definitely is very challenging, and there's going to be a lot of things that come your way that's going to want to make you not do the career, but you just got to push through every little thing that comes your way, because as long as you work hard with it, as long as you're dedicated with it, and this is what you want to do, you'll be able to get somewhere with it, and you'll be able to get to where you're happy with it. And, you know, I never expected to be in the position that I am today with my music. I never thought it would take off as good as it has, but, you know, it's just been all that hard work, and it's really starting to show and really starting to pay off. And so, you know, the music career itself, it's definitely not easy. You know, you always see in the headlines and seeing, oh, you got on Sing and you're famous. No. That's definitely not how it works. There's a lot of background work that goes into it, and there's definitely a lot of hard work that goes into it. So, you know, like I said, it's just a lot of hard work and dedication, but as long as you stick with it, you'll be able to do something with it. You'll be able to do pretty good with it.
So do you sit down every night and write a song, or do you sit down every night and practice? What does a day in Josie's life look like?
Well, you know, it just kind of depends. You know, some days, of course, they'll be meeting up with the producer or having a band rehearsal or, you know, just really kind of focusing on, you know, say social media. You know, there's a lot of different aspects that I have to work on with this career. I'm fairly new to the songwriting thing, so that's still coming around. But, you know, meeting up with my producer is probably one of my favorite things to do, because he's such a hoot to be around. He's so entertaining, and he's just a really nice guy. So I enjoy spending time with him and getting to know kind of his ideas on what we should do with my music and stuff. So it varies. It definitely varies. You know, it can be, like I said, working with my music, or there's even other days where I might not have anything to do with it. I'll just sit on the couch and play with my dog or something. So it varies.
So how did you go about finding a producer? I mean, that's got to be hard. That's like me trying to find a book publisher. There are thousands of them, and most of them ignore you, or at least in the book publishing world. It's dumbfounding.
It was kind of funny, because the first studio I ever went to whenever I was 14 years old, he actually played on one of my tracks, and I just loved his guitar style, and so whenever I went to do another single, I wanted to have him on guitar, and so, you know, we got a hold of him, and we found him. We're like, hey, I want you to play guitar on this track. Can you do it for me? He's like, well, think about me kind of putting a spin on it and stuff, too, and so it just kind of came about that he was my producer. He's never really produced any other music before, except for mine. I mean, he's made his own, but he's never really done it for another artist. So it was really cool, and so we got to know him, and we've found that he's a lot like my older brother that I have. So it's kind of cool, because when I see him, it's like, oh my gosh, you're my brother. I can't handle this right now. But you know, it's really cool though. His name's Micah Verdict, and he's a phenomenal person, and he's a genius with music. So I'm definitely very blessed to be working with him.
That's great. That's a lot of fun, and it's nice that you were able to find a connection that is comfortable enough where you can really have that feeling that it's like brotherly, sisterly love and bantering, and when he gives you his criticism, you just kind of roll your eyes and like, okay, I get it, but whatever, you suck. Like, it's nice to have that kind of relationship with the person that's helping you co-create your work and your life. So that's fun.
Definitely.
That is really fun. So super for you. That totally worked out.
Yeah, it's definitely really cool.
You're so cute. So what is it in the last 3.5 minutes? Somebody is typing, thank you, chat person. You didn't send me a smiley face, though. And Milton has typed in, I've met Josie while she was in Mission, Kansas, and she is awesome, and I hope to see her perform again. So there you go. There's some kudos, high fives to you.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you. And I have to admit, whenever you said that you're saying smiley faces to yourself, it kind of made me laugh. Have you ever texted yourself? Did you know you can text yourself?
I have to text myself with my work schedule, because I'm just like this crazy full-time single mom who gets zero support. And so I have to text myself my work schedule, and then I get annoyed with myself, because if I don't text myself, and then I overbook myself, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
it
made me laugh, because sometimes if I'm not doing anything on my phone, I'll like send my message to myself, like, hey, or smiley face. So that made me laugh.
Awesome. I'm not alone. I'm going to make myself happy, so I'm going to touch myself with a smiley face. Yay.
Hey, see, this my own confidence. We'll be okay.
That's right. I usually just, my famous picture is a selfie with me sticking my tongue out like a little brat. So I send those out to various people. It's like I tag Grid Meaner. Anyway, so you have about 3 minutes to tell everybody on an international level what it is that you hope they get from today's show. What's the inspirational message?
If someone is taking anything away from me, for me to give words of advice or words of inspiration, I definitely want to, this career is something that's definitely crazy. I never expected that I'd be able to do this at only being 18 years old. And, it was just a small dream that I kind of had. I just kind of took and went with it. And it's working out really well. And so, if you have anything that you're interested in or anything that you really just want to do, go for it. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anyone say you can't because you can. If I was to stop doing this career every time I had someone say that I couldn't do it or something, I would have never gotten through the first day. So, it's just, you got to work with it and you got to make sure it's something that you really want to do and you just got to follow through with it and be dedicated to it. And, just if it's what you want to do, you got to do it. And, the hard work will eventually pay off. And it's really starting to show for me, I know for myself, and it's awesome. It's such an awesome reward to know that all the hard work is really starting to pay off. So you just got to work with it.
Very cool. So give us where we can reach you. How can we find you?
Definitely. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/JosieMillner, JoseyMillner. That's my fan page. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Reverb Nation. I'm also on iTunes, and you can also buy my music on iTunes, like I just said. And, it just wasn't everywhere. I recently went and Googled my name, like, last week, and I had a bunch of pages coming up. So that was kind of cool. So, just go Google my name, you might be able to find me. So,
isn't that weird? I'm still dumbfounded. Like, I've been doing this, the radio show I've been doing for about 2 years, and I've done TV shows and various things, just little stuff. And, well, it's big stuff to me, but it's not, Oprah yet. Oprah, hello. Anyway, and I Google myself, and there's actually people that have named their cats after me, and they tag me to their YouTube videos with their dancing cats. And it's just weird. And I'm sitting here going,
hey, I don't have any cats
weird.
Named after me, so that's pretty cool. I'm
not
jealous.
Yet. Well, I just liked you on your fan page, and I'm writing you a little love note.
Oh, thank you.
So now now we'll have Josie Cat pictures soon. Just saying.
That's awesome.
It's the weirdest. One quick question is, are you singing with Scotty McGrary?
Am I what?
Are you going to be singing with a Scotty McGrary?
I am not. I've actually opened up for him before in Columbia, Missouri at a place called Whiskey Wild. I opened up for him, is it going on 2 years ago now? I think so. But, it was a really fun show. It was a sold-out show. There were people that were holding my new album posters, and they were taking pictures of me and everything. So I'm not singing with him, but I have opened up for him. So.
Awesome. Well, Josie, we've got about 30 seconds left to the show. I need to wrap up. Big hugs to you. Lots of love to you and your family. Keep up the good work, and I hope to talk to you soon.
All right, and thank you so much. I definitely appreciate you having me on. I had so much fun.
Absolutely. Bye, dear.
Bye.
So that was Josie Millner. Definitely check her out. She is cute, funny, whimsical, witty, and she has the cutest little giggle. And, if you have her number, text her a smiley face for me on my behalf. Anyway, you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I love you. You're beautiful. I am so grateful that we get to share this time together, walking on this planet, sharing these stories and these wonderful, talented, gifted, amazing people. We get to walk this path together. So until Sunday night here at Living and Thriving, have a beautiful and blessed day.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. Rusty.